the most beautiful women I ever met was Stella Drake. Tall, stately, aristocratic. And one of the most out-and-out liars I ever tested on the polygraph. Stella Drake and I were sitting in a room at the county morgue. On a table between us was a portable lie detector, one of its circuits connected to Mrs. Drake's arm. This was recording changes in her blood pressure and pulse rate as she reacted to my questions about her husband's death. Another circuit was clamped to her left hand by means of small sponges dipped in brine. Every minute change in her skin resistance was recorded by this circuit. The third circuit was attached to a pneumatic tube encircling her chest. This revealed the most subtle change in her breathing rate. Stella Drake was lying. There was no question about it. Red ink on a moving graph recorded her overwhelming guilt, even though her denials became more and more vehement.
This test has gone far enough, Mr. Keeler. I demand that you release me from this absurd apparatus and allow me to identify my husband's body.
All right, Mrs. Drake, I don't think we have to go any further. I have everything I need to know right here in this chart.
I don't know why I consented to this lie test. After all, the police already have a confession for my husband's murderer.
There are a few things that didn't seem to go together, Mrs. Drake.
And now everything fits perfectly, I suppose.
Yes, everything does. The jigsaw puzzle has been put together right here in your polygram.
Do you think you can make anybody believe that? I came down here to the morgue to identify my husband's body, not to be insulted by a piece of paper and a lot of silly red lines.
I think I can make you believe this polygram, Mrs. Drake.
What?
I think I can tell your story from beginning to end.
From that piece of paper?
Listen closely, Stella. Listen closely. On the night of the murder, the big clock in the steeple across the river had just struck two. Very few people heard it. The town was asleep. But you heard it, Stella. Lying there in the darkness, you heard everything, didn't you? You heard every whisper that floated through your bedroom window since you retired 3 hours ago. The house was dark, wasn't it, Stella? No one would expect you to be awake at this hour, would they? And Tom will be coming home pretty soon, won't he? And let's see, your husband went off shift at 1 a.m., usually stops for a sandwich, takes him 40 minutes to drive home. Any minute now, he'll be coming up the drive, won't he, Stella? How many times during the last half hour have you reached out and felt that knife resting on your night table? The same knife I'm holding right here in my hand.
I never touched that knife. I've no idea how the police got it.
It's almost time for your husband to come home, Stella. You're getting nervous as the time gets closer, aren't you? But your mind is made up, isn't it? Won't be long before you'll be free. And that large insurance policy will give you the life of glamour you've always planned, won't it? Wait. Are those headlights coming up the street? Yes. Yes, it's Tom, all right. This is the moment you've been waiting for, isn't it, Stella? Now's the time to pick up the knife and start downstairs, isn't it? It's too late to turn back now. You've made up your mind.
Hello? Thought I heard something. Who's there? Could have sworn I... maybe I better turn the light on. What the...
You went through with it, didn't you, Stella? Almost gave yourself away when you made a noise, didn't you? But it's hard to move in the dark without making a noise. But that was only the first part of your plan, wasn't it? Got to make a phone call now, haven't you? Your next move is to call Charlie Parker, isn't it?
Hello? Hello, operator. Try to hurry that call, will you please? Hello. Hello, Charlie. Oh, Charlie, you have no idea what a relief it is to hear your voice. I've got to see you right away. What? No, I can't possibly wait till morning. No, Tom isn't here. I'm alone. Tom phoned and said he'd be working overtime. He won't be home till daylight. Charlie, you do love me, don't you? Then please don't ask me any more questions now. I leave the front door open, but I don't dare turn on a light. Don't let anybody see you come in. Yeah, I knew I could count on you, Charlie. Now, please make it as fast as you can.
You knew you could count on Charlie Parker, didn't you, Stella? All those evenings you spent with Charlie weren't spent for nothing, now, were they? You got Charlie to a point where you can twist him around your finger, haven't you? The poor fool can't see that you're just using him as a pawn. And look now. There's a shadow coming up the front porch steps. Now it's Charlie's turn to fit in with your plans, isn't it?
Oh, thank heaven you got here, Charlie. Please come in quickly.
Stella, what is it? What's made you so upset?
Charlie, you must help me. I haven't anyone else to turn to.
Well, yes, yes, Stella. Sure, I'll do anything, you know.
I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have somebody like you who really loves me.
Oh, here now. Pull yourself together. Tell me what's happened.
I couldn't tell you on the phone. Someone might have overheard us.
Tell me what on the phone?
My husband has killed himself.
What? Thomas!
When I went to bed tonight, I left him a note.
Killed himself?
In the note, I told him about our love. I told him I wanted a divorce so you and I could be free to... Oh, Charlie!
But on the phone, you said he was working overtime.
Oh, forgive me, Charlie, but I had to tell you anything to get you to come to me. I need you. I need you.
Couldn't you reason with him?
Wouldn't he even give me a chance to say anything? I left the note about us on the kitchen table. I was lying awake upstairs, and I heard him drive into the garage.
Yeah?
I heard him come from the garage into the kitchen, and then everything was quiet. I knew he was reading my note.
And he didn't say anything?
No. I kept listening, and suddenly... The door that leads from the kitchen to the garage slammed.
You mean he got mad and drove away?
Well, that's what I thought he was going to do, but I waited and waited, and the car motor never started. I was frightened, Charlie, and finally I couldn't stand it anymore. I put on my robe and went down to the garage, and there, on the floor... Oh, Charlie!
You mean he's out there now?
Lying on the garage floor. He stabbed himself. Oh, Charlie, it's like a nightmare.
Stella, we've got to call the police.
No.
What?
Think of the scandal. What of my good name and your job? Why, we'd be accused of driving my husband to suicide. We'd be outcasts, Charlie. Where would our love be then?
Yeah, but Stella... What can we do? We've got to do something.
Please, Charlie. Please, say it again.
Say what?
Tell me you love me, Charlie. Tell me again.
Oh, Stella, you know I love you. We should have told Tom long ago.
It's too late to think of that now. We've got to hide his body.
What?
Well, Tom hasn't any relatives. If he were to disappear and I said he deserted me...
Then a divorce would be easy for you, wouldn't it?
Yes, Charlie, yes.
But Stella, it's terribly dangerous. How can we possibly...
Go out and put the body in the car, Charlie. Drive it out to that deserted quarry where we used to park. It'll be easy to bury it in one of those overgrown pits. No one will ever find it, Charlie.
Yeah, well... You go back to bed, Star. I'll do it.
Charlie reacted just the way you expected him to, didn't he, Stella? You were pretty sure you had a weak pawn at your disposal, weren't you? The pieces are falling right into place, aren't they? It's time to make your master move now, isn't it, Stella? A very clever move.
Hello. Hello, police department. This is Mrs. Thomas Drake at number 12 Pine Avenue. Something terrible has happened. My husband drove home just a little while ago, and I was awakened by a loud argument in the garage. Yes, it sounded like a fight. No, I don't know who the other man was. I heard someone groan, and then the car drove off again. I don't know what happened or where the car is. Please send out an alarm. What? Oh, it's a blue sedan, and the license number is...
Now you can just sit back and relax, can't you, Stella? You counted on Charlie's being fool enough to walk into this trap, and you were right, weren't you? Here's where you get rid of an unwanted husband and a bothersome lover, all in one stroke of cunning genius. Once you've collected Tom's insurance, there's no stopping you, is there? The world is a great plum for a woman like you, beautiful, alluring. And with money in the bank, you can write your own ticket, can't you? Just relax, Stella. Just sit back and wait.
The police. What are they stopping me for? Do they know?
All right, Mr. Sit right where you are.
I'm sorry I was breaking the speed limit, officer, but it's an emergency.
I'll do the talking. Just keep your hands on that wheel while I look you over.
But I tell you, I...
Now, what's under this rope on the back seat?
Officer, I'm in a hurry.
Yeah. I guess you were in a hurry. Just step out of that car with your hands up in the air.
There we were, Stella Drake and I, sitting in a small room at the county morgue. Mrs. Drake had just taken a lie detector test. And although she denied all guilt in the murder of her husband, the polygraph charts before me revealed that she was lying on every count.
This story you're building up against me is pure fiction, Mr. Keeler. I never heard anything so ridiculous in my life. It's almost funny.
Shall I continue the comedy?
I suppose there's no way of stopping you.
No, as a matter of fact, there isn't. You were dressed all in black when Inspector Barnes called to take you to the county building, weren't you, Stella? You were playing your part well. Your eyes were filled with tears. But they were crocodile tears made of pure glycerin.
Right this way, Mrs. Drake.
Thank you, Inspector.
I realize how difficult this must be for you. But your testimony is very important.
I understand.
You're a brave woman, Mrs. Drake.
I'm trying to be. Giving in to my feelings won't bring my husband back, will it?
I'm afraid it won't. Here we are. The prisoner is in this room.
Wait.
Yes?
You'll protect me, won't you? The man who killed my husband might try to attack me.
Just let him try. Come on.
You'll have to be a good actress now, won't you, Stella? This is the most difficult part of your plan, isn't it? To face the man you've betrayed takes rare ability. It takes a lot of nerve to deliberately lie to a man who knows you're lying, doesn't it? But you have a lot of nerve, Stella. You've gone this far and there's no stopping you now, is there? You can't quite look Charlie Parker in the eye when you come face to face with him, but no one will notice that, will they?
Charlie Parker! You!
Stella! Stella, tell them the truth. Tell them that I didn't do
it.
Wait
a minute. Do you two know each other?
Certainly I know this man. He's a homewrecker.
Stella!
Homewrecker? How do you mean?
This man is Charles Parker. He's a bachelor who lives in our neighborhood.
Stella, tell him the truth. Tell him the Tom...
Mr. Parker knew my husband worked at night and constantly took advantage of that knowledge.
Advantage? Why, Stella, you the one...
Quiet, Parker. Go on, Mrs. Drake.
Night after night, he'd call me on the telephone. And then, when it didn't get anywhere that way, he...
Yes?
He started coming to my door and forcing his attentions on me, even threatening me.
I never threatened Stella Drake in my life. She led me
what
to believe...
What sort of threats, Mrs. Drake?
Well, he told me he was madly in love with me. He threatened to kill me if I didn't permit him to see.
She's lying. She knows she's lying. I never said...
Mr. Parker, were you or were you not in love with this woman?
Well, yes. Yes, I was. But she was in love with me, too.
In love with you? Ridiculous. I told this man to stay away from me. I told him I didn't want to see you.
Stella! You know that isn't true.
And he kept coming back even after you told him this?
Yes. He got to be such a nuisance that I finally told my husband about him.
Oh. You told your husband that this man was annoying you, did you?
Yes. And my husband went to see him about it.
He did not. Tom Drake never said a word.
Charlie, you know you threatened to kill Tom. You swore you'd get me away from him.
I don't know anything of the kind. You killed him. You asked me to dispose of the body.
Charlie, you're mad. Can you deny that you've been extremely jealous of Tom?
No, I can't deny that.
Well, now you're being sensible. Inspector Barnes, he admits he was jealous and wanted to get me away from my husband.
I heard it.
But I didn't kill Tom Drake.
Mr. Parker, what were you doing at the Drake home after 2 a.m?
Mrs. Drake phoned me and asked me to come. She was...
Isn't that asking me to believe a lot? Even if Mrs. Drake was susceptible to your advances as you claim, is it logical to suppose that she'd call you at a time when her husband was due home?
Nothing about this is logical. When I got to her home, she said that she'd left a note asking her husband for a divorce and he committed suicide over it. She tricked me into being found with a body. She...
Note? We found no note, Mr. Parker.
Well, of course you didn't, because I didn't write any such note. I heard Mr. Parker arguing with my husband out in the garage. I heard a groan, and then the car drove off. I can't believe that Mr. Parker was in his right mind. Charlie, if you love me as you say you do, tell Mr. Barnes you killed Tom. Tell him.
Stella,
tell him, Charlie. It must be awful to be the victim of such love as yours. You couldn't help loving me, I suppose, but must you ruin my life completely? Haven't you done enough?
Stella, please. You don't realize what you're asking me to do.
Look at me, Charlie. Tell him. Please, tell him.
All right. I killed him. I couldn't let him have her. I killed him!
It was easy, wasn't it, Stella? Even easier than you expected. You were pretty sure of Charlie's devotion, weren't you? Pretty sure he wouldn't let you suffer. You had him bewitched, didn't you, Stella? You knew that there are men like Charlie in the world, and you knew one when you found him, didn't you? With Charlie willing to shield you from your crime. All you have to do now is step into the other room and identify your husband's body. Then it will all be over for you, won't it, Stella?
Yes, Mr. Keeler, all over. And you and your lie detector won't counteract Charlie Parker's confession, I'm sure. Shall I make the identification now?
That's right. Powder your nose, Mrs. Drake. You find yourself very beautiful in that mirror, don't you? Morning clothes are very becoming. Young widows are very glamorous, aren't they? You'll be very popular, Stella, especially after you collect that insurance check.
What right have you to taunt and jeer at me? You can't prove this fantastic drama you built up about me, and you know it.
The lie detector built up the drama, Stella. And it's all right here in the polygram.
What right have you to taunt a woman who's lost her husband?
As soon as the funeral's over, you can drop your false grief, can't you? It's hard to keep from smiling, isn't it? But you can smile again as soon as the funeral's over, can't you?
Will you kindly let me go, Mr. Keeler?
Well, I'd like to ask you one or two more questions, if you don't mind.
Haven't you asked me enough questions already?
No, not quite. There are one or two loose threads that I'd like to clear up.
You haven't cleared up anything. You manufactured the most ridiculous tale that I ever...
About this knife, Mrs. Drake.
Oh, what about that knife? It was found on the floor of the garage, and there weren't any fingerprints on it. Now, were there?
Because they were wiped off. Now, that's simple enough. But how did it get there?
Why, the murderer dropped it. Isn't that simple enough?
The knife belonged to your husband, didn't it?
Yes, it was one of his hunting knives.
Was he in the habit of carrying a hunting knife with him?
No, of course not. He kept it on the wall up in his den.
If he kept it on the wall in his second floor den, how did Parker get it, if he got it?
Well, that is...
You said they were arguing in the garage. Well, no one came in the house, did they?
Of course not. There was a groan, and the car drove off, and...
Assuming that your husband didn't carry it with him, there's only one way that knife could have gotten into the garage.
Are you suggesting...
Yes. You went up to his den and got the knife, didn't you?
I did not. There were no fingerprints.
Not on the knife, no. But there were fingerprints on the wall of your husband's den where somebody propped themselves against the wall while reaching for the knife. Your fingerprints, Mrs. Drake.
Why, of course, I often dust in his den. It's perfectly logical.
Inspector Barnes doesn't think it's so logical.
Inspector Barnes?
Yes. He thought those fingerprints were so important that it was his suggestion that you be given a lie detector test, Stella.
But why should he suspect me? He already has a confession from Charlie Parker. Why, he told me this test was just a routine matter.
I'm quite sure it'll prove to be much more than routine. Well, I guess we can go in and identify your husband now. You're trembling, aren't you, Stella? You didn't plan on any complications, did you? You didn't take the lie detector seriously, did you? You had everything worked out so carefully, too. It's a pity, Stella. A real pity.
Will you stop it? Stop it!
It didn't occur to you that plans very often go wrong, did it? Now, let's pull back this sheet and look at this body. You're biting your lip. You're trembling, aren't you, Stella? Look carefully, Stella. Look carefully.
Why are you torturing me? This man is not my husband.
No, Mrs. Drake, this man is not your husband. This man is Eugene Reiner, the man you murdered in your garage.
I never saw this man before in my life. Who is he?
He's a fellow worker of your husband's who drove his car home that night. Your husband was sent out of town on an unexpected business trip. He asked this man to drive his car home and tell you that your husband would not be back until today.
Today?
Yes, Teller. Today.
Tom!
I don't think there's much for me to say, Stella.
No, Stella. There is nothing much to say. Except that... of all the great plans laid by men and women, the plan of crime most often goes wrong. You'll have a long, long time to think about that, Stella.